We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. So, hey, by the way, this is a thing we do every week. We've been doing this thing called Copper and the Birdman. So, Copper, you've heard her voice multiple times. She's on the air here. She's been running the board for a year and you know, sad for us, but that's gonna phase out. We'll do a battle handoff with a guy named Boomer, who you're going to hear in just a moment. But also, we got a guy named Birdman. Birdman is the guy who, I like to say, Copper does things in-house. Birdman does all the stuff in the outhouse. And he keeps things going with all of our tech that's outside the studio. Things like our social media, our website, our podcasting. The Right Side Store, by the way, is on the website. You can go check it out. You can order stuff on the Right Side Store, like coffee mugs, T-shirts, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's Birdman. And now, coming up on the show for the very first time, and he's leaning towards the mic as I speak, we're just going to call him Boomer. So, Boomer, let him hear your voice for the very first time, man.
Hey, guys, it's Boomer, and I'm very happy to be on the show.
Yes, you are. We're very happy to have you on the show. We've been sitting here in the studio eating cake. That's just wonderful.
And delicious. I don't get it.
Nobody told me there was cake.
I know. There's cake, Birdman, and Copper. I know y'all are both jealous, but... It's just the way we roll at the Right Side Studio, and you may have to roll me out of the Right Side Studio if this keeps up. All right, listen, way this works is we ask questions. We run through the panel, so to speak, of Right Side team members and just see what lands and how things fare. And so without further ado, we have a sound effect for this. So without further ado, Copper, hit it. That's the.
you might have to explain this to all the folks in Birmingham.
That's the camel. That's the camel from the. What day is it, Mike? What day is it? It's Hump Day. Whoop whoop. Anyway, that's one of my favorite sound effects. We use that quite often. All right, team. Here's the deal. Let's get serious. You ready? Serious. Everybody, serious face on. Serious voices. So here's the questions I got for you. Let's go back to the one I've been doing for a while. We'll do that one for a minute. AL.com story that I was talking about in the last segment reports that a liberal doctor from San Francisco plans to set up a mobile abortion clinic on a boat, of all things, to be sailing in federal waters off the Alabama coast. I want to hear your thoughts, and do you think this is even serious? And I'll start with Birdman. What do you think, Birdman?
All right, hot take here.
Hot take.
She has zero intention of actually doing this, and she's only saying this stuff for clout and to get people emotional.
I don't disagree with that.
Honestly, I really believe that because, especially as I was researching her and everything, LA Times said as the last line, a direct quote, Autry said they're still trying to work out many of the details about where the boat will launch, how many women can get there, how they will get there. If you actually believe in any of this, that would have been the first dadgum thing that you thought of. This is a joke.
Yeah, the article actually for AL.com said she hopes to get a boat donated and she plans to raise $20 million. And I'm like, what the heck, man? Does anybody have a plan here? Or is it like a whole bunch of rainbows and unicorns is what I'm sensing. But all right, Copper, what do you think?
But that's how they roll. They just say emotional things on the media and hope that they can rile enough people up that they don't actually have any skin in the game themselves. They just look good. So other people give them money, and then they start planning. That's just how they do things. If she gets money, I totally think she will do this.
Copper, you're mean today. You're like... This is like Mean Copper Day. All right. So you guys just like nailed it and laid it on thick. I'm curious, Boomer, you got to keep up now. What do you think about this stuff?
I was absolutely astounded by this. And I totally, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's terrible. Terrible.
It is terrible. But you look at it, you go, okay, terrible. But terrible could get real? Or terrible, like, what a joke?
Oh, what a joke. Absolutely. Just like Birdman was talking about, they didn't even think this through. Like, how would they even get those people out there?
I want to see the prospectus. Do they have a SWOT analysis on this? Have they done anything at all? I doubt it.
No.
No. It's flummoxed. All right. I am beyond that one. We're not even going to spend any more time on these silly abortion pirates sailing off the coast of Alabama. All right. Let me ask you this. Let me go to one that I know impacts Boomer's family a little bit. Ukraine. All right. So we're totally switching gears in case y'all didn't notice. Ukraine. The war continues. Russia has now seized the majority of what's known as the eastern region of Donbass, tied that land bridge together to the Crimean Peninsula. Here's my question for you. Is the world still paying attention to the war in Ukraine? What's the impact to you and I, if anything? And I'll go in reverse order this time. Boomer, you first. Ukraine.
Well, I don't know if Birdman and Copper actually know, but this actually affects my family in great ways. My sister's actually was adopted from Ukraine. And honestly, Phil, if I wasn't in this with my family and was listening and trying to watch everything about Ukraine, I probably wouldn't know what was going on because nothing is said anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of waning a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really sad, actually.
All right, but you guys actually have ties to Ukraine still to this day, not just through Karina, your sister, but you've also got your dad's got a ministry longstanding going over there. Y'all hearing from people these days?
Yeah, they're actually in contact with them every day, actually, and they're messaging back and forth, and they try to actually get on a call at least once a week.
How's the average citizen faring over there right now? What's going on?
Well, you know, they're still holding on hope. I mean, they're still having hard times. Every day is a new, I don't know how to put it, not adventure. That's not the correct word, but it's a new hardship for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Copper, what do you think? Ukraine, are people still paying attention? What about anybody in your generation, so to speak?
Yeah, not so much, which really makes me upset. But actually, my family is starting to get involved in it. My parents are looking to sponsor a Ukrainian family, bring them to the U.S. There's actually apparently the second greatest population of Ukrainians in the U.S. is in Chicago, where my parents live. And I didn't realize that the U.S. government had actually established a program to help bring Ukrainian refugees quickly to the U.S. called Uniting for Ukraine. So that's the program that my parents are going to be using. And I think by the end of the week, they're planning on submitting that proposal.
That's very cool. All right. Well, so in other words, you can see a connection to it, but it's not like it's been in the front of your, I guess, your everyday moments.
Yeah, lately. Unfortunately not.
Okay. And by the way, in case the audience didn't catch that, Copper is a carpetbagger from up north, but that's okay. We love you.
I'm glad I left.
All right, Birdman, what do you think? Ukraine, people still talking about it? Is it still impacting things?
I mean, it's still impacting things, but people definitely aren't talking about it like they were. I mean, you know, it was in your face 24/7 when it first started happening, and I think that's a good thing. There was a lot of resources that you could go to check into things. I remember when it first happened, I was constantly monitoring OSINT, and there was just so much. Now you actually have to go out of your way and spend a while to find that kind of stuff. It's a whole different dynamic.
Yeah, I think part of that is the fickleness of the 24/7 news cycle. At some point, they run out of stuff to say. And so they start bringing home some of the field correspondents and laying it on a little differently or more sparingly. I said early on when this thing broke, because we talked about it a lot when the story first broke and when the war first kicked off, and I still believe, in terms of a foreign policy piece, that this is one of the biggest stories of the decade. Because if you think about it, there has not been a conventional war in Europe since World War II like this. Not like this. And we're also watching supposedly a post-Cold War Russia bow up and do the things that we talked about them doing during the Cold War. And it's also been like I mentioned a moment ago, it's also been what people would call a conventional war. It's been a force on force. It's not as much a guerrilla force, so to speak. It's not a non-traditional or counterinsurgency type operation. It's a force on force using conventional troops. And so that the whole thing, to me, is something to watch, to gain from, to make sure that we don't allow to bleed over into the NATO states. But we ain't done with this story yet, in my opinion. Any closing thoughts from any of you?
Actually, yeah, I've got something on the Ukraine aspect of this.
Yeah.
This, again, might be a little bit of a hot take, and I mean no disrespect here, but I think one of the best and worst things that's happened to Ukraine in this whole thing is the way Zelensky has handled it. At first, he was just that prime leader, but has gotten into a lot of social media realms where he started to do a lot of things that people are seeing in the social media aspect, and they're not taking him as seriously. And I've noticed that with people I've talked to. And I think that's had a real impact on why people aren't paying as much attention to it, because it seemed like some of this was him being a little flashy with certain things, even though he was doing some really solid stuff.
That's a good point. In fact, I have seen quite a bit on social media where there's also been, you know, just a flood of U.S. dollars being sent there, but the level of accountability for it is not there. And that's very concerning. As a fiscal conservative, I understand supporting the war effort, but you kind of want to know where it's being spent. $40 billion? Did we just write a check? What just happened? So anyway. All right. That's the first round of Copper, the Birdman, and Boomer. So, Copper, I tell you what, take us to a break. Perfect timing. We'll come right back from this break, folks. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. With, by the way, the best team on earth. We'll be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Excited to be with you, especially all you who are new to us. We got a whole bunch of Right Side Ruffians in North Alabama that are welcoming more Right Side Ruffians to the fold. But hey, listen, going to jump right back into Copper, the Birdman, and Boomer. And so let me go to the next question. I think, Birdman, it's your turn to start first. You ready? Say,
let's go.
Say yay. All right. I know you didn't have the chocolate cake. We're sugared up over here in the studio, but all right. So, hey, here's the deal. The economy, all right, it's showing no signs right now rejuvenating as yet. How is this impacting you personally? How is it impacting others you know? Where do we go from here? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, this is a loaded question. From a personal standpoint, it's a huge impact. We just had to end a gym membership because the driving alone is just too much. It's just gas is too much. It's just not worth it. And I think it's really indicative of the times that meal kits, you know, the ordered meal kits are now a very affordable way to get your family dinner. And I think that's really weird because for the longest, that was considered a very upper crust kind of thing. And now that's a common thing for us because that is the most effective, efficient way for us to make dinner. The prices are just out of control.
You know the kind where they mail you the components of the meal and you cook it yourself, that thing?
Yep. I do it
every week.
And that's
cheaper than going to the grocery store or going to a restaurant, right?
Significantly cheaper. I mean, by a large margin.
That is way crazy because you're right. I think you are elitist, but that's okay. It's just
or desperate.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Boomer, you next. What the economy. You just moved here from the big city of Nashville, so talk to me.
Man, well, yeah. So I just moved here from Nashville, and honestly, when I lived up there, my commute was at least an hour each way. And the gas prices were killing me and my family. And, you know, we moved down here, obviously, to be on your show. Obviously. But not only that, but like Birdman was talking about, the food. I mean, I'm a steak guy. I love some steaks, but let's be honest, I'm not eating many steaks anymore.
No, there's not many. I mean, it's like ground chuck at best right now, right?
That's right. And that's my high end.
And you guys have a little one, so buying baby formula, what's that like?
Ooh, baby formula. It was really hard to find. We haven't been able to find it. My wife was just at the store the other day, and she's like, "Oh, I found some," and she bought up as many as they would let her buy. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
So two things in that Bidenomics moment there is she found some, and then was so excited she told you she found some.
I'm surprised she took the time to actually call me.
And then they have limits on what she can buy.
Exactly.
And it was also more expensive, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even ask because I didn't want to know how expensive it was.
All right. Yeah, the economy hits in different ways. Copper, what are you thinking?
Oh, yeah, groceries are ridiculous these days. My housemate came home the other day from shopping and was like, this single grocery trip for four people cost $500. I was like, what?
Boy.
What? And we're just buying, you know, the basic stuff. It's not like we're splurging on, like you said, steak and whatnot and Whole Foods trips. We're shopping at Walmart, for goodness sake. And, yeah, I mean, you also asked, where do we go from here? I don't know. I mean, that's what most people are asking. How do we survive this? How do we manage this? And we're going to need something to change quick because we can't keep spending that much on groceries.
No, and I guess, so I heard something in there, though, but so there's four of y'all that are sharing a house to split rent and all that, right? So y'all share grocery bills, too?
Yeah.
Well, that's, so basically, I don't know, do you think, is the economy driving y'all to do grocery sharing, or would that have happened anyway?
We were doing it anyway, but definitely the economy is pushing us that, I mean, when they came home, they were like, how do people who don't split groceries survive these days?
I'm saying.
It's just not working.
It's a thing right now. Groceries are through the roof. Gas is through the roof, which in part makes groceries go through the roof. And then you find the shortages because of supply chain disruptions. It's nuts. All right. Speaking of nuts, this is usually the last part of every time we do Copper and the Birdman. And we call it Stupidest Story of the Week. So what cracks me up is I do a lot of resourcing for the show. And I try to find, you know, news stories that fit, but I never wind up seeing the ones that they call out as the stupidest stories. So I'm going to go. All right, Boomer, welcome to the fold. So I'm going to let you go first. Stupidest story of the. Oh, he's excited. What do you got?
All right. So I actually looked really hard and I found this.
He's excited. Y'all,
I am excited. I mean, I'm not excited for this gentleman because in San Antonio, Texas, a 43-year-old man died after lighting a firework on top of his head.
What were the circumstances in which a person was lighting fireworks on top of his head?
Well, after I read the article, it actually was talking about, it was a little after midnight, and he possibly had a few drinks.
So what we're saying is, here, hold my beer and watch this. That's what you heard.
He said, all right, guys.
Here, watch this.
Hey, y'all, that's apparently the last few words.
Nothing good ever happens after someone says, here, hold my beer. That does not go well on a general basis. Stupidest story of the week. That one ranks. All right, y'all beat that. Copper, you next. What do you got?
Okay, well, here's a Florida man story for you.
Okay.
Yep. 40-year-old guy previously eluded the police by diving into a swamp when they tried to get him for stealing a boat. That was in January. He's been on the run since. This time they caught up with him, and he tried to escape on a John Deere lawnmower. What? That was his escape vehicle.
Well, did they catch him?
Oh, well, yeah, they caught him. They stunned him and dragged him off. He had a pipe on him with methamphetamine and everything.
Is this like a scene from Waterboy, or what is this?
I was like, Mama said.
You know they have those lawnmowers that go super fast now, too.
Oh, was it a zero turn?
Yeah.
Was it a zero turn? I mean, was he like ducking and dodging on the zero turn? Because
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so we got good old boys saying, watch us while they blow fireworks up on their head, which does not go well. We got criminals trying to escape on riding lawnmowers. Birdman, what have you got, pray tell?
Okay, I've just got something stupid from California, which is, you know, not uncommon, but this one will make you a little sad at least, so change of pace. So a first grader, 7-year-old student in California, was just publicly humiliated in front of her school and the parents for quote-unquote defacing a Black Lives Matter coloring page by writing any lives under Black Lives. And this student, this poor little girl, was just trying to iterate that she wanted to say that she loves all of her friends. And somebody found this and started calling the child racist. And the school board pulled this kid out in front of everybody and forced her to apologize and then revoked recess and free time from her. And now that school board is being sued.
Well, I would suspect so. In fact, I'm pretty sure that I was not that kind of dad that was like troublesome in the stands during a football game or anything, but I'm pretty sure I'd be the troublesome dad in that situation. I just tell you. Yep. All right, you guys, love you as always. Good stuff. Copper, the Birdman, and Boomer. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. You stay tuned. We'll come back with number two in the Triple Dipper. The Woke Wars, that's what we're going to be fighting next.